Across the country, the typical college student of today isn't so typical anymore. Only one in four lives on campus and studies full-time, and most part-time students go as long as 8 years before finishing their degree. Higher ed schools are desperately looking for strategies to improve those numbers. NPR's Larry Abramson found one in Tennessee.
Many higher ed institutions brag about all the choices they offer. Lots of courses and majors to choose from. Pick your own schedule. But James King says for some students, choice can be the enemy.
We do not use the Burger King approach, have it your way, because most of the time, employers do not have that approach. You work according to a schedule that they set.
King is vice chancellor of the Tennessee Technology Centers, a state-supported career training program with 27 locations strung across this big state.
We have about 450 students this fall.
So we make things happen. Good morning, Janetta.
Good morning.
This is the Murfreesboro Center, not far from Nashville. Carol Pereer is the director and den mother, you might say. She and the other staff do a lot of handholding to make sure that students get to their goal, a certificate and a job. Many community college programs let students pick and choose their classes. At the Tennessee Technology Centers, once students pick their program, their class schedule is decided for them.
They decide on the program, and they decide if they want to be full-time or part-time, and that's pretty much it.
Students don't have to worry that their schedule might change from semester to semester. For the 16 months she's enrolled, student Heidi Kana knows exactly when she has to show up for her drafting courses.
7:45 to 2:30, Monday through Friday.
Attendance is taken, and it makes up about a third of your grade. It's a lot more like high school than the typical on-again, off-again schedule of many college students.
I am studying for a test right now. I'm in my architectural book.
Kana is working on a computer-aided design program. Yes, architecture is in a slump, but Kana is also getting the skills she needs to move into mechanical drawing. The technology centers work closely with advisors from local businesses to keep their program in sync with economic reality. That's one reason why around 8 in 10 students finish and get a job in their field. Amazing statistics for any higher ed institution, but it's still scary leaving the nest.
Are you nervous at all about investing this much time? Will you get something out of it?
I'm scared to death. I don't know. Scared of change, you know. Just getting back out into the workforce.
Heidi Kana already has a degree, but her AA in liberal studies wasn't getting her the work she wanted, so she's starting over again at age 39. Other students plan to use their certificate to get a job to pay for more schooling. 23-year-old Jeremy Miller already has an offer to become a surgical technician. His earnings will rise to around $40,000 a year.
Yeah, that'll do for me. That's better than what I'm making now.
Yeah, what are you making now?
Nothing. Next August, I plan on starting where I left off the first time I went to school with my prerequisites to start my bachelor's degree in biology, and then hopefully off to med school after that.
Transferring to a new school is a big challenge for many students, but the technology centers have good arrangements with other colleges in Tennessee so that students here can continue without losing credits. The centers have followed pretty much the same program for over 40 years, and it's actually a pretty old school model. Create a closely knit program like a small Ivy League school. Now, as more schools realize just how bad their college completion rates are, they're looking in this direction. Next September, the City University of New York will open a brand new school called the New Community College, with Scott Evenbeck as president.
We've designed a curriculum and co-curriculum that everyone will go through together, and the students will all be, at least in the first year, enrolled full-time.
These schools are building on evidence that shows many students simply take the wrong classes, or they can't get into the right ones. Either way, they waste time and money. The longer they take, the more likely they are to drop out. And the new community college will also start with a summer program that introduces students to the school and each other.
Then when they come in the fall, they'll have an intact schedule where a cohort of students will take everything together.
There are signs this approach has promise for 1 and 2 year students. The question is whether these tightly focused programs have something to teach bigger 4 year schools where graduation rates are also pretty low. Larry Abramson, NPR News.